You might not believe it, but even in dirty old Sydney, there's a wealth of native wildlife around us. A new project called Hollows as Homes is out to prove it by recruiting the public for a study on tree hollows. They estimate up to 300 native birds, animals, and insects rely on hollows in trees for their habitat, and they want our help to find them all. We're joined by Dr. John Martin, wildlife ecologist with the Royal Botanic Garden. Tell us more about how we can get involved. Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
Hey, Mitch. Good, mate.
So how did Hollows as Homes come about? Tell us about the kind of organisation, what you guys do.
So this is a collaborative project with the Australian Museum and University of Sydney, and we've been doing some work for a few years on parrots in the Sydney region. And one of the things that we've found is that there is a scarcity of hollows, and parrots are a species most people, so sulphur-crested cockatoos, rainbow lorikeets, these are species that people are very common with. Mm-hmm. And it's quite interesting because they seem to be quite common and in large numbers in the urban environment, but they rely on tree hollows, and tree hollows are scarce in the urban environment.
Yeah, so what is it specifically about tree hollows that are so important to birds and other animals?
They're quite literally their home.
Oh.
So we talk about the human housing shortage crisis in the Sydney region. I can tell you there's an animal housing shortage crisis as well. So it's not a political agenda item, but I think it needs to be. We need to get it a bit more popular out there in the public domain.
Negative gearing for birds.
Yeah.
In urban areas, a lot of wildlife sort of make their own hollows. Tell us how that kind of affects them.
So I'm not quite sure what you mean by make their own hollows. I think maybe what you're referring to is that we do see animals adapt, and so they use things like telegraph poles, or they might even use a hole in the wall in someone's house or something like that. So they can be resourceful and creative, but ultimately that's a pretty poor substitute for a natural hollow in a tree because of the environment that they're in and the habitat quality that those sorts of hollows provide.
So obviously you talked a lot about birds in regards to hollows, but what sort of other animals use hollows as well?
Look, they're vitally important, as you said, for over 300 different species. That's across the country. In the Sydney region, it's very easy to think of things like brush-tailed possums. A lot of people might be familiar with them in their roofs. That's
yes.
Because they provide a nice surrogate hollow. One of the issues is that there aren't enough natural tree hollows out there for the possums. But it's huge, whether it's just little ants or bees, or even that they provide habitat for snakes and frogs. So there's a huge raft of species that use hollows in trees as important habitat. And one that a lot of people will be familiar with is owls. But they wouldn't necessarily see them. But here in the Sydney area, and so in Botanic Garden here in Sydney and in Centennial Park and in a number of the leafier suburbs, we have Australia's largest owl, the powerful owl. And this is a bird that's about 50 centimetres tall and with a wingspan of over a metre. And this bird requires a very large tree with a very large hollow to nest in and raise its young. And that's a challenge in the urban environment.
So you guys are running some workshops for people to get involved in, I guess, sort of finding hollows in their local area. What's kind of involved with them?
Yep. So the project asks people to report the hollows in their world, whether they're in their backyard or in their street or their local park. And then we can get some details about the tree, about the hollow. And then ideally, you might, for instance, it's in your yard, you see it all the time. You might see that there's some birds nesting in it with microbats flying out of it at night. And you can report that information to us, and we can start to build a picture of what habitat is available. The workshops are being run to provide a bit of training so that people can find out about the project and learn about how to do the measurements and the monitoring. But it's really easy, and you can just go to our website, which is www.hollowsashomes.com, and find out all that information as well. But yeah, there is a workshop this Thursday evening down in Cronulla and Saturday week in Marrickville. So people can find out these things on our Twitter feed, again, at Hollows as Homes.
We'll definitely put some information for that on our website. John, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Cheers, Mitch. Have a good day.
You too. That is Dr. John Martin, wildlife ecologist with the Royal Botanic Garden here in Sydney, talking to us about a little project they're running called Hollows as Homes. Because as Dr. John said, many animals need hollows to raise families, to sleep, and sometimes a roof or a bit of a train station isn't good enough.